This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Atlanta, Georgia police have fired the white officer who shot and killed a black man Friday night after the suspect apparently grabbed the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The department has also placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. Saturday night saw protests and a fire at the Wendy's fast food restaurant where the incident took place. Protesters continue to surround the restaurant on Sunday. Police and dash and body cam show 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks asleep in his car Friday night, blocking the drive-thru lane of the Wendy's restaurant. After failing a breathalyzer test, he apparently struggled with a police officer, grabbed a taser, and attempted to flee. Officer Garrett Rolfe apparently fired his gun at least three times, and Brooks fell to the ground. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. A lawyer for the Brooks family says he wants Officer Rolfe to be charged with, in his words, an unjustified use of deadly force, which equals murder. The district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia, told CNN his office will decide later this week what kinds of charges, if any, Rolfe will face. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issue of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. In Minneapolis, Minnesota last month, African-American man George Floyd died after an officer held his knee on Floyd's neck when Floyd was suspected of trying to spend a counterfeit $20 bill. His death set off protest marches in nearly every major U.S. city and in several European capitals. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.